Hi there, we will speak to you again in a few minutes. So a solution for making all this computing a bit more sustainable, well, let's just share our computers. And by that, I don't mean, say, you having the machine on Monday, and then I'll have it on Tuesday, and then somebody up the road can have it on Wednesday, maybe even Bill on a Thursday if he's good enough. What I mean is linking several users who live close to each other all into a single machine. And all they need at home is a monitor and a keyboard on their desk, which actually links there into the shared computer. Now, sharing nicely like this is called thin client computing, because you have a slimmed down computer actually on your desk. The real hard number crunching goes on in that shared computer. Now, one organisation putting a fat load of thinking into the thin client idea is Ndio, which is a non-profit organisation based, just like Bill Thompson actually, in Cambridge in England. Now, Ndio means yes in Swahili, which suggests it must have a pretty positive message. Well, Quentin Stafford Fraser is director of Ndio, and he's been telling me that less really is more.
We've gone all the way and we've said, let's get rid of as much as we possibly can from the thing that the user sits in front of. And so we basically have this little box, which we call a NEVO, that stands for Network In, Video Out. And what it does is it takes the graphics off the network and puts them on the screen, and takes keyboard and mouse signals and puts them back on the network. So a user sits in front of a keyboard and screen as normal, but the keyboard and screen is connected effectively directly to the network. And somewhere, the PC is also connected directly to the network. But what that does is it, A, lets us put the users perhaps quite a distance away from the PC, and secondly, it lets us have an arbitrary number of users connected to each PC.
And the kind of model I'm getting in my mind here is, and this is strictly an analogy in my little head, that you've got people with a keyboard plugged into a PC, but it's the wire is quite a lot longer than your average little wire that links it, and the same goes for your monitor. And instead of just one person having this kind of extension lead, if you like, off their keyboard and monitor into the computer, loads of people do, so they're all sharing that single PC from whatever distance they happen to be.
That's exactly right. Yes, we're using the network, a standard computer network, as a very long extension lead for your keyboard, video and mouse.
On a technical level then, how easy is it to get all these people sharing a single PC-style computer?
Well, one of the things we've done is to go for the free Linux operating system, mostly because it's built from the ground up to be multi-user. So several people can use a computer at once if it's running Linux. And we've just completed one in Bangladesh, where an entrepreneur has been able to set up a small business by buying a single PC and allowing four customers to use it at once. And this means he needs to take out a much smaller loan to set up the equipment, but it also means it's much easier for him to cope with dubious electricity supplies, and the whole business becomes much more viable because several people can use the system at once.
And what kind of advantages does that have then, in terms of energy, apart from anything else?
Well, firstly, the NEVO device uses much less in the way of fossil fuels to create. It's only a few kilograms. And it also only uses about 5 watts to run the device. You still need a monitor, but you don't have to have that 100-watt PC sitting under the desk for every user.
Well, yes, like a 20th of the energy that a standard desktop computer would take.
Exactly. And the other thing is you should need to upgrade it much less often. And so in a lot of corporate situations, PCs are thrown out every few years and have to go into landfill sites, and there's all the environmental impact of disposing of them. Whereas the NEVO device, you know, frankly, you shouldn't really need to upgrade very much.
Which is lovely at the kind of level you're talking about, but for it to make any serious environmental impact, then you'd have to persuade millions and millions of people to go for this model of computing. And that is going to be a bit of a hard sell. I mean, people have just got used to the idea of everything sitting nice and selfishly on my computer, having ownership of your own computer. Who really wants to just have a little keyboard in front of them that connects remotely to some centralised thing that everyone else has to share?
Well, there are two things here. One is that, of course, for an awful lot of the world, they would never, ever be able to afford a PC of their own. And they aren't likely to in the near future either. So we think that the current model of doing network computing will never be the way to provide IT to 2/3 of the world's population. So we have to find an alternative, unless we're going to consign those people to never being able to play in this modern world and never being able to communicate via the methods we now take for granted in the Western world. And the second bit is that this device is designed that actually it gives you a very good computing experience. The images on the screen update pretty much instantly. It's much quieter, of course. It's much smaller. In fact, it's in many ways a much nicer computer experience than having a big box sitting humming under your desk. And I think it may turn out to be a very desirable computing solution for Manhattan apartments, as well as for internet cafes in the third world, which was where we initially focused.
If this became a new computing paradigm, if you like, as more and more people are getting online and using these kinds of systems because they're affordable, what difference ultimately do you think it would make to the amount of energy we consume as a planet?
There are around about a billion computers in the world at the moment. That's likely to go up. That's still only, you know, 1/6 of the population have access to a computer or something like that. And we ought to at least be able to double or triple that using a very different model without necessarily doubling or tripling the amount of energy that's consumed.
Quentin Stafford Fraser there. This is Go Digital on air, online, and most likely in your headphones if you've downloaded our podcast. I'm Gareth Mitchell at the BBC World Service in London.